When federal agencies die, where do their websites go? To the Cyber Cemetery at the University of North Texas Library in Denton. May not grab as much attention as MySpace or YouTube, but the librarians who created it say that it's vital to democracy. For a decade, this academic repository has preserved websites that are no longer accessible, from agencies that lost government funding to commissions disbanded after presenting their work to Congress. Catherine Cuellar of member station KERA has more.
The University of North Texas has the nation's only cyber cemetery. While some search engines display cached text from expired websites, UNT offers complete audio, video, and full reports from the 9/11 Commission Chair, Thomas Kane.
We must not allow the people who were struck down to simply become statistics.
To Dr. William Ehler of the Columbia Shuttle Accident Investigation Board.
The big brown tank you see over there is about 570-pound stainless steel tank, landed about 50 yards from a farmer's house here in Texas. He was not pleased.
You don't have to be a student, government agent, or scholar to visit the cyber cemetery. Most users Google it. UNT's Garrett Rumor shows where the websites have been virtually laid to rest in a noisy, computer-filled room in the library's basement.
We don't restrict any access. All the websites are captured as best we can from the original forms.
That can be a problem for people who would like to see certain information disappear, according to the Cyber Cemetery's creator, librarian Kathy Hartman.
We had a request from someone who testified at a hearing related to alternative medicines. It was announced in the Federal Register as an open public hearing. The person testified and then later found their testimony on our site and requested that it be removed for privacy issues.
But since the hearing was a matter of public record, Hartman and her colleagues decided to leave it unchanged. Last year, the Cyber Cemetery at University of North Texas affiliated with the U.S. National Archives, making it the first non-military school to do so. Hartman says that designation is important to keep all citizens aware of their government's work forever.
Historically, it's very important that we're able to track the history of these groups, what their recommendations are, how they affect policy in the future. And, I think that the whole idea of a democracy is informed citizenship.
The most accessed information has been from former Vice President Al Gore's website on reinventing government and the now-defunct National Gambling Commission's impact study. Reports on Hurricane Katrina and from the Iraq Study Group should be online by summer. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Cuellar in Dallas.